Asylum seekers was one of the most sensitive issues in the bilateral talks between Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Prime Minister Julia Gillard yesterday. The two leaders agreed on a new public information campaign to try and stop young Indonesian fishermen crewing people smuggling boats, and also increase cooperation when it comes to maritime search and rescue when asylum seekers, seeker boats get into trouble. President Yudhoyono welcomed the release of 15 teenage crew, Indonesian crew members who were found to be underage after they were convicted of people smuggling and then jailed. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
The asylum seeker issue, Michelle, when it comes up between Indonesia and Australia, it's always sensitive. It was discussed in Darwin. There was some limited action on this front, which made it to the final communique. That in itself was a victory, I think, for our Prime Minister. Relations generally looked warm between the two leaders, I thought, Michelle. What did you think?
Yes, I think so. What was done on asylum seekers, which, as you say, was in a sense the most immediately sensitive issue on the agenda, was some progress. But the point is that it seems that there's a limit to what can be done by the Indonesians, and that was acknowledged, as I think we mentioned yesterday, before the talks. The government knows that it's got to seek answers elsewhere than in this relationship, but in terms of campaigning in the villages to stop young men becoming crew members of these boats is a positive, and more will be done in that way.
And Australian authorities are going to send some people over there, some experts over to Indonesia over the coming weeks and months to assist with the search and rescue capacity. But in the short term, nothing that was announced yesterday, in the short term, absolutely nothing would stop the boats getting ready to leave Indonesia and head here. So therefore, nothing to safeguard against further deaths at sea.
That's right. Certainly, I think the sinking of or the capsizing of that first boat showed that the Indonesian authorities, from what you could glean from the statements made, didn't have really the ability to the sort of ability that the Australian authorities have to contact ships in the area and so on. Now, it didn't affect what happened, but it does show that more help is needed. One interesting thing, of course, was that the President was very forthright in urging the Australian government to release minors who are who have been crew members who have been held here. And there was some surprise at the figure he used of 54. The Australians say that there are many fewer than that. There's a handful under contention as to their ages, but we do seem to have had most of the people who were underage when they arrived released already.
Mm. And Tony Abbott had talks with the Indonesian president too. Tony Abbott's policy is, of course, to turn back the boats when safe to do so, back to Indonesia. Indonesians have said they'll never take them back, but Tony Abbott described his talks as warm.
Yes, and he'd said before that he doesn't engage in megaphone diplomacy. He wouldn't be talking about what was discussed, and so we don't know. There's been no indication yet as to whether the turn back the boats policy was discussed and what the reaction was. But Tony Abbott, of course, has promised that he would make one of his first acts of government a visit to Indonesia and try to strengthen the relationship.
And Michelle, on another front, problems for former Howard Minister Mal Brough. Mal Brough, I think, thought he had a clear run at pre-selection for Peter Slipper's seat of Fisher for the Liberal Party. But now James McGrath, the architect of Campbell Newman's crushing state election win for the LNP, is nominated for Fisher. Where does that leave Mal Brough? Has his involvement in the James Ashby court case against Peter Slipper, whatever that was still determining that level of involvement, has that cooled his pitch here?
Well, we don't know yet, but I think this is a very, very serious threat to his bid for pre-selection. I must say the assumption has always been that he was a shoo-in for the seat, and of course Peter Slipper, having defected from the coalition, he was a certainty then to win that seat. This comeback now looks much more problematic. James McGrath is a will be a popular candidate. You saw Liberals, including Parliamentary Secretary Simon Birmingham yesterday, tweeting support for him. And I think that it will be a great irony, of course, if one of the victims in the whole Ashby affair is a high-profile ex-minister in a coalition government.
Michelle, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan, political editor with the Age newspaper. It's 22 minutes to 8.